Okay, so let's continue over here on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. How far did you guys go?
We went to the center, but on the next one.
Okay. All right. So these are like little pieces over here, right? Let's see what we can do. Go ahead. Who wants to start? Tanner, where's the Tanner Bar? Yochol Tzolo Kol Tzarko Yehei Chayev. Funny kind of thing to say, right? Kol Tzarko, it sounds like it's right. So what does it mean, Kol Tzarko? Rashi. So Rashi learns what? That's the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi has two pshatim, right? First pshat is Yochol Tzolo Kol Tzarko, and then you did Bishol. So you might think you chayev. Avahai Tanahu Da'omer Le'el Tzolo V'achach Bishlo Chayev. So it would have to be according to the Tanu says earlier that there's Bishol after Tzli. And then the one way to learn this Gemara is saying that even though there's Bishol after Tzli, but not if it's Kol Tzarko. So Rashi says there's a different way to learn. Yochol Tzolo Kol Tzarko D'shavi Charucha. Means you make it very burnt, right? Well done. Kid mefaresh yehi chayev de lav tzli eishu ela koli eish v'sorof v'zeikar v'rishon ena klum. Tahu tana kevin de rabbi kro tzolo v'achach bishlo mali shavi charucha mali lo shavi. So Rashi says, no, there's two ways to learn this this question of chayev for what? You might think you're chayev for what? Right? So the first pshat is you'd be chayev for, maybe you'll be, you might think you're chayev for bishul. If you did what? If you did tzli kol tzarko first and then bishul. Even though we say tzli v'yachakach bishul is chayev, maybe that's just a regular tzli, but not a really crispy tzli. Right? And then the second pshat is you'll be chayev for violating tzli itself. Right, because that's not called tzli if it's very burnt. And Rashi says that's the right pshat. And he says it not just like that's the right pshat. He says the first pshat is nothing. The first pshat doesn't make any sense. Because once you say there's a riboy of bishul achar tzli, what's the difference how well done the tzli is? Right? Nobody learns like that. I didn't see any other rishonim mention that. When I saw that first pshat, I got very, very nervous. Because it didn't make sense according to the way we were learning. Then I saw Rashi say it's ain't no klum. Felt a little better. But so let's ignore that. I mean, Rashi doesn't holds that doesn't make sense according to the way we're going. So what's the problem over here? You might think you'll be over for what? You'll be over what? Kiyum Sliesh says no. Yeah. Yochol Tzolo Kol Tzarko Yechayev. They say what Yechayev for? You just say Yechayev because it's not Tzli. Right. It's Kaliyesh. So what does Kaliyesh mean? What's Charucha? Charucha Rashi is Sarif, right?
Charred.
So you might say that what? So what's the question of you? Torah says Tzli'esh. Tzli'esh. It says Tzli'esh both times, right? In the essay and in the Kiyim Tzli'esh. V'ochlas ha-bosar ba'layla azeh Tzli'esh al-matzus imorom yachlu. V'ochlas ha-pesach ba'layla azeh Tzli'esh al-matzus imorom yachlu. That's the first pasuk. And then the second one is atochman na'avashim v'shemayim Kiyim Tzli'esh. Right? Okay, so it's Tzli'esh both times. But anyway, so you might say it's not Tzli'esh. What would you call it? Something else. Kaliyesh. Fire charred. Charred, right? You call it charred. The difference between roasted and charred? Right? And you'll say charred is no good. Charred is not considered Tzli. Talmud Lomar. Go ahead.
Nah,
yeah. So what does that mean? It's a difficult question. I mean, it's a difficult Gemara. What's the Tanur Rabbanan? Why would you think you chayev for tzli, why would you think you chayev for charucha? What would you have been over? What would you have been over? Then it just says, no, it doesn't say charucha in the pasuk. So why would you be over anything? Funny Gemara. I might think I'm going to be over this. Pasuk doesn't say it. Okay. Let's go a little further. No, I'm sorry. So what is No uvashal mavushal amayim. No uvashal mavushal amayim lecha. V'lo shetzola kor tzoko. Heichidami teshavi charucha. Okay. So what does the Meiri have on this? What does the Meiri say? So the question is like this: if you did, so what is the status halachically of kol tzarko? What is the status of kol tzarko? Right? The Rambam says you're putter if you do a kol tzarko. Question is though, what's the maskan of this gemara about kol tzarko? Is it not sliyesh? Is it in fact not sliyesh? Right? Yeah.
No.
Right. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, it's a good question. Is this edible or inedible? Right? You saw the Meiri? The Meiri says what? He says, if it's edible, then you're yotze. If you can eat it, like day of the chak. So in other words, that's the category over here. I mean, we need a category is the problem, right? So the Meiri seems to be saying that what? It's nechal al yidei adchak. You can eat it al yidei adchak. Right, as we're saying? You can eat it al yidei adchak. So he wants to say that you'd be yotze. If you can, as long as you can eat it, you'd be yotze. Meaning to say what? That it is tzli. As he said, you'll be yotze yimitzis asay. Right, you'll be yotze yimitzis asay. So it is in fact tzli. Why shouldn't you do it this way, the chatchila? The Ram seems to learn that it's asr l'chatchila to do it this way, because it's pater. So why not, yeah? Yeah. So why not? Why should you not do it that way, l'chatchila? So mustava, because it's not, you should eat it in the derech achila. Right? In other words, like Gemara's havamina was that saruf, that charuch, is a different... is a different quality already, right? It's a different quality. The maskana it's saying there's only three shemos. Apparently, the maskana it's saying there's only three shemos in bishul. There's no mevushal and sli. Charuch is just an overdone sli, so you can't consider it. Can't consider it a non sli. Still has the shame sli. The only thing is, it's not, l'chadchili shouldn't do it that way because it's not a good derech achila. It'd be like eating something, the psul, that was the Gemara's question, is there a psul of choruch in the chefza? Is there a shinoi shame, is there another shame of choruch in the chefza? Or is it only a din in the maisa achila? You know what I'm saying? So if it was a din in the chefza, then you'd have to say you're over the kiyam sliyesh. That it's not sliyesh. But apparently the Gemara is saying that since there's only three phrases in the pasuk, noam, mevushal, and sli, there's nothing else. There's nothing else in terms of cooking. So you can't call it charuch is not another shame. It's just the extreme of tzli. You shouldn't do l'chadchila because it's not a good, it's not a proper, it's not a covered ma'isa achila. It's a ma'isa achila yidei adchak. Havamina is difficult, but the Havamina is saying that, what did you want to say, B-Mac? You had a Havamina?
That's what I think that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I want to say, so B-Mac is saying that you might think that if you're using the eish, notice tzli is bringing it into hechsher ochlim. But if you go too far, then it's a process of kilkel. So that would be considered to be oker the hechsher ochlim in some way, right? It'd be a new shame of charach. And from Ashbalon, that once the that there's a Havamina, he's saying the Havamina say that the kilkel of the turning the process into a kilkel is going to make a difference, is what makes a difference. It's not like a question of tzliach or bishul, not like a question of adding another process. It's using the same process, but as to be mekalkel what it did. That is okeret. And Johnny is saying a little differently. Johnny is saying a little differently, saying that sarif is, his question is once it starts, once it starts burning, is that called a new process? In other words, because tzli is defined as bringing it into hechsher ochlim, and now sarif is a whole new process. Sort of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I wasn't focusing as much on the hechsher ochlim part, yeah.
Right. Or do you say that, no, tzli is just the Sli is just utilizing, it's hard to put it this way. What do you say that, no, that when it's burning, that's not a new process, it's just that the mice, it's the same mice of Sli, it's just going to an extreme. Or, you know, the question is it a new process once it starts burning, or is it still considered Sli? It's just overdone Sli. But the question that still bothers me is why are you oker the shame tzli? How are you oker the shame tzli? Right? Like we had, like if you say bishul achat tzli, you have to be oker the shame bishul to be chayev on a choruch. Right? So that's what I was thinking with BMAX way. I think you're answering that a little bit. Right? You're trying to say that the choruch is different. It would be oker because it's converting the very same process that brought it to Hechsher into a kilkel. So now it's like Sofo is Megala the whole thing. Now it's not another process, it's the very same action, but now it's taking it to another stage, so it's like turning the whole Tzli into a Hechsher of the next thing, of Choruch. I mean, every process goes in stages. Or do you say no? That Tzli is, that in terms of Ochlim, there's only the shame of Hechsher Ochel, and destruction is not in the realm of Hechsher Ochel, so it's just considered like you're now destroying, you're burning your food. But that doesn't turn it into another process. It's not going to be another shame of Koliesh. Not a shame of Koliesh. The Kilkel is not a shame of Koliesh. It's just stam, you're burning your Pesach. It's still super added. It's still super added to the Tzli. Or do you say, no, it's going to undo the Tzli. In other words, when you have a process of using the Eish to bring the Ochel into edibility, you bring the Ochel into the state of readiness, and then you overshoot that process into burning, do you say you burned, or do you say you cooked and then you burned? Right? Is that the way you're saying it, B-Mac? Right. With Lamaisa, you don't say you cooked and you burned. If you come home and your wife burnt the whole dinner, you wouldn't say, you would say you burned dinner.
Cooking.
She wouldn't say, but I cooked it first. That wouldn't be a
wonderful cooking.
But
Lamaisa, people do see it as an extension of the cooking process.
They look at it like you distorted the whole process, right? Now, you put the steak on the your guy to talk to about this, right? What's that? You overcooked it. But first, I cooked it. No, but overcooked. Would you say you burned it? You burned it. You didn't cook it. You didn't cook it. You burned it. He overcook is an interesting expression, right?
Well,
that's like a euphemism.
That's a
euphemism.
No, that's just when it's like a little too much, but it's still
right, that's when it's still edible. But that's the question. Can you have another shame? If you take the very same process and you're putting it to a destruction already, do you say that do you say that's a difference in the whole Maisa? That's considered now chara koliesh, singed by the fire. I didn't do cooking, I did charring. I charred it. Or do you say no? In terms of the chefza, it reached the state of tzli. And now we view the next process like something external, something extra, a different maisa. It's like a different action already. All right, it's an interesting question. Now, what I'm trying to answer with the question of the psukim is that the Gemara's answer is that the pasuk is already enumerating all the types of bishul, all the types of cooking. There's undercooking, boiling, and tzli. There's no stage of overcooking. There's no such thing as charring. Now, what it doesn't mean to say you can't be chayer for chay. It's not saying that it's listing everything in the pasuk that you have that it's possible to be chayev on, but it is listing all of the forms of bishul, all the forms of cooking. Right? Go ahead. Let's take the next piece. So now the Gemara goes through the same thing. It's really picking up exactly. See, it's funny. This Gemara picks up. This Gemara is replicating the last one, right? You might think that you're going to be chayev for chay. Now, this one doesn't mean chayev. What does chay mean? What does it mean chayev for chay over here?
Chay v'gamrei shelo metzla chal.
So you might think you'd be chayev for chay. Talmud lomar tochel menu no voshel mevushel. No voshel amarti l'chava lo chay. Yeah, I mean, this is tough. You know, this is going to be tough to learn according to the pshat that we were just saying before. Because here, chai is definitely not one of the forms of cooking. Right? This one sounds more like you were saying with the ritva. Like it's trying to introduce it for the next part. Right? So in other words, there's no lav of chai. Because it's not na or mevushel. But maybe it's mutter. Right? Yochel ye mutter. That's the next piece. So then, but you might think now it's mutter since it's not part of the lav. It's not the lav of noam avushal. So then, does that mean it's mutter? No, because you have the assay of kiyam sliyesh, right? But the charuch, it seems, is telling you it's not. You're not over a lav, and it is mutter. Because if you learn these two Gemaras, you'd have to draw the conclusion that Charach is Mutter. Right? At least Midaraisa. So that's what the Chinuch wants to say, that whenever the Rambam uses the words Pot, whenever the Gemara, because the Rambam says Potter over here by the Charach. He doesn't say you can do it, but he doesn't say it's Usser. He says Potter. So the Chinuch wants to say the Rambam, when the Rambam uses Potter, he always means Midrabanan. So, because this Gemara is dashing the Psukim. From the Psukim, there's no difference in the Shem Tzli by Charach. It's not a difference in the Shem Tzli. So it's not a Lav. It's not its own category of Bishul. And it's not a Lav. So it's just Tzli. Shouldn't do a Chachila because it's Derech Chachila. But by Chai, it's not a Lav of Boshul and Bishul and Mivushul and No, but it's an Isser because it's not the Shem Tzli. Right? Okay, go ahead.
So not sli vainosli.
So what is na?
Gami na amarav, gami barsai of barnim.
Yeah, so Rashi says, back up a minute, he says that what the chai is really a lav shebeklolos according to this Tana. But this Tana holds you don't get malchus and lav shebeklolos. Yeah. No, meaning what? You don't get malchus at all on the kiyam sliyesh. What does lav shebeklolos mean over here? What is the lav shebeklolos? Kiyam sliyesh is the lav shebeklolos, right? That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns when it says al tochlu men and no voshem voshem vayim kiyam sliyesh. So the kiyam sliyesh is part of a lav too. Don't eat it no, don't eat it mevushel, and don't eat it anyway but sliyesh. So if you eat it anyway but Sliesh, you'll be over a lav, according to Rashi. The lav of Kiyam Sliesh. The only thing is, since that lav is kolel, a lot of things, that's called a lav shebeklalos. It's a categorical exclusion. It's not a particular exclusion. Right? It's not telling you, it's not a lav like Bishul and No, which is identifying a particular. It's just generalized anyway but Sli. So he says, this Tana holds, you don't get a malchus on that type of a lav. Right? You don't get malchus on that type of a lav. Right. All right, so when we get to the lav shebeklalos, we'll get into that. But, so how's it work? Right. But you have to say that choruch is not a lav, right? The choruch is not a lav shebeklalos, is not kiyam sliyesh, not chayiv at all. So it has to be tzli. According to Rashi, must be tzli. Right? Okay, good. We have to go through all these cases, and then the end, we're going to try to. This is what we're going to do over here. We have to go through all these cases. We're going to take a little stop on the lav shebeklalos, okay? And then the last thing we're going to have to work out is what does it mean to be an iser? If a person eats it raw or things like that, what type of an iser is it? Is it an assay? Is it a lav? Is it a bitl assay? Is it an iser assay? We'll have to see. We have to get all this information straight. Go ahead. But one second. Let's just stop on Nuh for one second. I'm sorry. So what is Nuh? It's interesting. Nuh is a shame, right? Seems like Nuh is a shame. So you can have a shame of undercooked. See by Nuh, that was part of the basis. There's no question that was part of the basis of the question of Kol Tzarko. Now you do see that you can go from naught to tzli, right? You do see there is a difference in the shame from naught to tzli, right? So maybe there's a difference in the shame from tzli to kaliyesh, right? From tzli to kaliyesh. So we say no, because it's only within the process of the bishul can you say that you can define the type of bishul I'm doing, right? I can do an undercooking, or I can do a proper cooking. But you don't say the destruction is part of the process, right?
So the Havamina would be learning the pasuk as just saying,
right? No, so that's what we're saying. We're saying the pasuk contains every form. It has bishul, na, and sli. What about chai? Pasuk doesn't say chai. Right? So that's a klutz kasha. So maybe you'll tell me, you'll say, I'm saying that if it's not in the pasuk, it doesn't exist. And that's why choruch is not a form of bishul. But the pasuk doesn't say chai. So go ahead, so say it. So chai doesn't exist?
Okay.
Ah, of course. It's ridiculous. No, but it means to say that bishul, the fact that there is a uvoshal mavushal, what were you cooking? Of course it implies chai. Of course it's chai. The pasuk, of course, is including chai. Right? But choruch is not included. Chai is the basis of uvoshal mavushal. Right? Without raw, you couldn't have cooked. Over on Kiyam Sliyesh. Right, Chai will be over on Kiyam Sliyesh. All right, anyway, let's go further. What are we up to? So now what about Chami Tveria, right? So what's Chami Tveria? The Mainos Roschen. The hot springs, they call them. Hot springs. Right? So what if you cook in the hot spring? I once cooked in the hot spring. You can't cook in the hot springs. Cooked on egg in the hot springs. Hard boiled egg. Okay. What's that?
Tastes good.
Awful. No, I don't think you can eat that stuff. I don't know.
It's all minerals, right?
Yeah.
Honestly,
I was a little boy. My father did it on the side of the road near Yosemite. I just remember cooking an egg on the side of the road in the hot spring. That's all I really remember. The whole place smells like eggs, though.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the ass.
Yeah. Good.
Did you have to caution the sprinklers?
Good.
As the Rashi, Pesach Shabishlu B'chanam Tiberi Achaya. Al-Khilasa Kasa Kataita Kishim Dvotah
Mubusha. So the Gemara thought, why are you chayav for cooking in the hot spring? Because it's Bishl. But then the problem is, if it's Bishul, so why are you Pater on Shabbos? Right?
Right.
So, Maishno Shabbos to Lo. Right? Because that's not called Toldos Eish, Lav Bishulhu. De Lav Ichayev, Mishem Avalocha. Right? So that's not, Bishul has to be through Eish, Midaraisa. Or Toldos Eish. Go ahead. Pesach Nami left all his issue.
Right, because I'm not all his issue. I'm a rabba, my chaya, because I need the ka abar mishum tzli eish.
Right, so you're chaya of not the lav of Bishol, but you're over the isser of ki im tzli eish. Right. Ki
mishum tzli eish. Lav, de lo toko ki im tzli eish, ika. The lo lav, de Bishol.
Right.
Right.
Rashi is very messy with the chayavs and all this. He keeps insisting that that they're talking about chayav in terms of being over a lav and malchus, right? So whenever it says chayav to Rashi, it means a lav and malchus, right? I mean, and there's good reason to say that. That's generally true.
So he always has to pick that last
thing for them. So he has to pick Kiyim Tzliesh as a lav, and then he has to switch between whether he holds lav Shabbakolos as Lokan on or not Lokan. Right? See, the other Rishonim learned Kiyim Tzliesh is really another, is really like still an assay. And they would have to learn Chayev means you're over the assay. But anyway, let's go. But it's not Mavushal. So you need Eish for Bishol. It's interesting. We need Eish for Bishul. Go ahead. Let's take up the next question. All right, let's just review quickly. So what do we have so far? So we have Kol Tzarko is just 100% Sli. It's just not proper because it's not edible in the normal way. Okay, then we have what? Chai is what? Is the Isser of Kiyam Sliesh. Right? And then we have Chami Tiveria is also the Isser of Kiyam Sliesh. So the only actual lavin is going to be no and mevushal. One second. Right, that's where it gets messy, according to Rashi. No and mevushal are a separate category, separate lavin in the Torah. Then, according to Rashi, you have a second lav of kiyam tzliesh. Chai and chami tzveri are both kiyam tzliesh, but there's a machlokas if you get malchus on lav shebeklos. Right? So when the first Gemara said, maybe you'll be chayav for chai, and it says, you're not chayav for chay. That's, according to Rashi, the sheet that says you don't get malchus and lav shebeklos. It is a lav of kiyam tzliesh. And the second sheet, in the second Gemara, that says, you will be chayav for chamei tiveria, and it's because of kiyam tzliesh, so he has to learn that sheet is learning, and that sheet that holds, you get malchus and lav shebeklos. Right? But according to Rashi, kiyam tzliesh is lav shebeklos. Go ahead.
Rav Chia, Varei, the Rav Nasan, Masni, the Alaha, the Rav Chista, Behedya, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Asha, Bechami Tveria, Beshavis, Pater, Pesach Shabishal, Bechami Tveria, Chayev, Shabishim Tzayesh.
Right, he had it as a concise formulation, not with a back and forth, as a question and an answer. Behedya, the Chayev, Rav Chista, Mishim Tzayesh, Vala, Mishim Bishal. No, we had to figure it out. We had to just figure it out, but he had it openly stated that way. Go ahead. Let's start this next question, and then we'll have to see what we can do today. Omar Rava. Ah, here we go. Now we're talking. So if you ate it, no. So you'll get malchus, you get two sets of malchus. Why, Rashi? So Rashi learns lo sochlu is broken, is like it's like repeated for each phrase, like it's implied for each phrase separately. It's going on, all the things coming ahead. Don't eat this, this, and this. Don't eat it like this, or like this. So what are the like thises? Don't eat it na, don't eat it mavushal, and don't eat it other than sliyesh. Right? So it's three lavin. So if the person ate it na, he's over two losochlus. He's over the losochlu na, and kiyam sliyesh. And if he ate it sli na and mavushal, hold on. So then he'll get, then he'll be over, then he'll get three malchus.
No, it's the same thing, right?
Right. Is that the same Rashi?
It's just on Mavushal.
Right. So what does it mean he ate it in all and Mavushal? No, the plain pshat is two separate pieces, and the guy says, don't eat those pieces, na and mevushal, because they're not sliyesh. And he ate both of them, so you'll be over three things. It's one hasra. Okay. That's simple.
Wouldn't that be...
That's a simple way to go. Okay, so that's Rava. Abaye Yomar.
Abaye Yomar. And lo kan al lav shebeklalos.
Abaye says, we don't give malchus on lav shebeklalos. Yeah, Rashi. Okay, so what does lav shebeklalos mean according to Rashi? It means it's including different forms, right? It's kolel kol mine bishulim she'enam tzli le'iser. I don't know why he calls it kol. I don't know why he says kol mine bishulim, right? Because he holds even raw would be under that category. But it means it's kolil, all different types of bishul that are not sli, meaning like chamei tveria. Even though it's not genuine bishul, it's something other than sliyesh. Okay. So in other words, Rashi, so according to Rashi, he says, okay, so that's fine. But what does it mean, ein lokan alav shebeklalos? So that's not clear what abaye means. Go ahead. Ikadamri.
Ikadamri. Tarti hu delo laki. Adam yad laki.
So some say it means like this. That tarti hu delo laki. What does that mean, Rashi?
Ikadamri tarti hu delo laki. Kevan shu loke mishum na mishum vasha. Su la laki mishum klau.
So in other words, he'd be arguing on Rava's first statement, let's say, that if you ate it, no, you get malchus twice. According to the first way of learning, that's not true. Once you're already getting malchus for the no, you're not going to get malchus for the kiyam tzliyesh. Right? Avochada mi'alaki. Oh, but if I ate it in a way that I'm not going to be over any other specific lav, I ate it not no and not mavushal, I ate it cooked in chamei tveria, for instance. So then what? Then I'll get malchus for kiyam sliyesh. Right, so in other words, you just can't get malchus on the lav shebeklalos b'mokom lav. When there's one of the lavin that are explicit, you can't get malchus on the lav shebeklalos. You can't get malchus together. But there's nothing wrong with the malchus on the lav shebeklalos per se. That's one way to go. Yeah. Okay, and some say you don't get any malchus. Why? Because it doesn't specify its lav like the lav of chasima. So the lav of chasima is a source for a lot of halachos about malchus, right? Because that's losach sam shor b'disha, the pasuk of don't muzzle your shor when he's doing disha, is next to the parsha of malchus. So they learn that that's like a prime example of a lav that you can get malchus on, right? It has a maisa, it's not nita klasei. And according to this Gemara, it's specific. It's specific, right? But what? But maybe you'll say the lav should be close is not specific enough. Go ahead. Right, so that is very clear. It's mafarish yisuro, but not this one. So in other words, so there's a question over here. Yeah, so what's the question? And let's just define the question quickly. No, just factually. When you say that you don't get malchus, when Abaye said ain lokan alav sheba klolos, what does he mean, right? Does he mean you won't get malchus on lav sheba klolos with the original lav? Only get malchus on the primary lav? Or on the specific lav? Or does he mean lav sheba klolos itself is not roy for a lav? In other words, is it a statement about what kind of a lav is roi for malchus at all? That's the second way. Now the lav sheba klolos doesn't meet the standard of lavin, doesn't meet the standard of malchus. That's lo sachsam shor b'disho. That the only type of lavin you get malchus on are the ones that are comparable to lo sachsam shor b'disho. And this doesn't measure up, right? Be like Lashon Hara. You're not going to get malchus on it. It's a lav, but you don't get malchus on it because it doesn't fit the format of Lo Sachsom. Or does it mean what? That intrinsically it's really fine as a lav to get malchus. But you don't say that you'll get malchus on it when you're already getting malchus on Lo Sachsom. Keep going. Okay, so we get a little more information. Keep going. Okay, so you have another case that's very similar to it. What's the pasuk? Mayor, you got the pasuk for us? Yeah, so the pasuk by Nazir says like this. Miyayin v'sheichar yazir, v'chometz yayin v'chometz sheichar lo yishteh, v'chol mishros anovim lo yishteh, v'anovim lachim v'veshim lo yochel. Right? That's pretty specific. Old wine, all the different things it's talking about, right? And then it says, kol yimei nizro, mikol asher ye'osem migefen, hayayin, mechartzonim ve'adzog lo yochel. So then it has a kolel. It's kolel in the end. From everything, right? Mikol asher ye'osem migefen hayayin. Everything that's made from the vine. Mechartzonim ve'adzog lo yochel. So it has chartzonim and zog as specifics, right? Those are the seed and the shell, right? Has those as specific. But it's also kolel. Mikol asher ye'osem migefen hayayin. Everything that is made from the vine, right? After it already specified other things, anavim lachem vivashim. So now you have another question like that. So what if you ate the zog and the chartzon, right? So Rava holds you get malchus on zog and chartzon, and also on kol asher ye'osem, right? Kol asher ye'osem. Migefen hayayin. Correct? And let's say Rashi. So Rashi's getting the low yochel, he's saying again, goes back on both. Right? No, it's kol yimei nizro, mikol asher ye'osem migefen hayayin, mechatzonim v'adzog lo yochel. So what's lo yochel going back on? It's like saying, lo yochel mikol asher ye'osem migefen hayayin, lo yochel chatzonim, lo yochel zog. Right? So if you ate the zog, you did two things. And you ate the zog and chatzonim, you did three things. Right? You're over three lavin. Good.
Bye, Amar.
Right? It's kolel, so by again says you don't get malchus because it's lav sheba klolos. Kol asher ye'osa is kolel lots of things. Go ahead. Right, so Rashi is very clear over here by the Zog and the Chartz. He says that Abaye is, according to the first way of learning, Abaye is just saying if you ate the Zog or the Chatzon, you'll get Malkus for them, but not for the Kol HaSheiyosa. But he would agree if you eat them both, you get two Malkus. He has no problem with that. Right? If you eat them both, you would definitely get two Malkus. The only thing is, you're not going to get Malkus for the Kol HaSheiyosa. Go ahead. Right. Okay. So it's just a repetition of the whole thing. Right? All right. So what do you guys say? You want to say, give a quick something, or... All right, so we'll work on it next time.